This week, an Islamic militia took control of the capital of Somalia, Mogadishu, and vowed to set up a religious state. Today, the State Department indicated it might be open to working with those Islamists. Here's spokesman Sean McCormick.
We're going to reserve judgment at this point. I think that as a matter of principle, that we would look forward to working with groups or individuals who have an interest in a better, more peaceful, more stable, secure Somalia, who are also interested in fighting terrorism.
McCormick also said the U.S. government had received an open letter from the Islamic group. Simon Robinson of Time magazine has been following this story from South Africa. And Simon, what is in this letter?
The letter is basically an appeal to the West and also to a lot of powerful African nations for help in rebuilding Somalia. It also sets out their argument that they're not linked in any way to terrorists, as the Bush administration has feared. And they say that Somalia, under this new Islamic group, won't allow terrorists into the country, won't help them at all, and that they're interested in a stable and peaceful Somalia, which is something that Somalia hasn't been for the last 15 years.
On that question of terrorists within Somalia, certainly has been linked to terrorist attacks in the past. Is al-Qaeda there now, do you know? And if so, how strong a foothold do they have in the country?
The Pentagon believes that there are still remnants of al-Qaeda in Somalia. Certainly it's been used as a base for attacks in the past. As you said, there's some evidence that the Black Hawk Down incident was, in fact, partially orchestrated by al-Qaeda. The attacks in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998 were carried out by people who had been based in Somalia at certain points. But we're not talking about huge training camps like we saw in Afghanistan.
The odd thing that's going on here is that the U.S. is now saying it might deal with this group of Islamic militias, whereas up until now it's been widely reported that the U.S. government has been funding Somali warlords who've been fighting these same militias. Is this a reversal of policy here?
Well, I don't think that the administration has much choice at this point, because the group that they backed, the warlords, are now outside of Mogadishu, or at least surrounded by their enemies. At the same time, what you have to understand is that there's a transitional national government, a transitional federal government that's been waiting in the wings for the last 2 years, formed after a couple of years of talks in neighboring Kenya and backed mostly by the international community. People hope that that government would end up in Mogadishu and kind of start rebuilding the country. That government has now reached out to the Islamic clerics as well and said that they'd be more than happy to work with them, as long as they were installed as the rightful government. And so given that, the U.S. has to really keep an open mind about what happens next, because they don't have too many choices.
What do you know about this group? It's called the Islamic Courts Union, this Islamic militia that's now taken over Mogadishu.
It's a very loose collection of various Islamic groups. It's very patient. It's been working in Mogadishu for about more than 15 years. The group at first was a group of Islamic clerics working to bring Islam into schools. I mean, Somalia is predominantly a Muslim country. There are very, very few other religions. But these groups also, after the fall of Siad Barre and after the government fell and there was really no one to take care of hospitals and health clinics and schools, they stepped in and supplied some of those social services that no one else was supplying.
When the Islamic Courts Union, this Islamic militia alliance, talks about setting up an Islamic state, fighting their way to power, it does seem that many people draw parallels with what happened in Afghanistan and the Taliban. Do you think that's legitimate?
Absolutely. I think that there are some definite parallels. I mean, you have a group which is coming to power under the banner of religion, promising to end the chaos and the terrible kind of destruction that had gone before. But I think we're at a point where we're not really sure whether they'll go along the route that the Taliban did or not. I mean, a lot of Somalis are fairly secular in their outlook. A lot of them would bristle under the very strict rigors of Sharia law. A lot would be quite happy to have some kind of restraint, because if it means peace, then they'd prefer that.
Simon Robinson is the South Africa Bureau Chief for Time Magazine. Simon, thanks very much.
Thank you.